You're listening to the audio production of The Book of Psalms, Audio Bible Studies, by Sandra Richter, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Book of Psalms includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with a coordinating study guide sold separately.
Welcome to the first session of the Epic of Eden, the Book of Psalms. I'm Sandy Richter, the Robert H. Gundry Chair of Biblical Studies at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. For those of you who know me, you know I am a veteran of many years in the classroom, from Harvard University to Asbury Seminary to Wheaton College, from Tallahassee to Lubbock, Houston to Boulder Creek, and dozens of places in between. And I am so glad that you were here. Thank you to all the faithful fans of the Epic series. I pray that this study finds a place among your people, a place of encouragement, of discipleship, growth, and joy. Our topic for these 8 weeks is the Book of Psalms, perhaps the most beloved book in our Christian Bibles. This anthology of prayers and praises is so familiar to us that quotations have found their way onto refrigerator magnets and cross-stitch patterns, dedicatory plaques and national monuments, song lyrics and movie scripts. Even Edmund Hall, the philosophy building of Harvard University, and the scenic overlooks of the Grand Canyon, quote our Book of Psalms. Although I'm sorry to say that those at the Grand Canyon were actually removed in 2003, but that's another story. The Psalms are so familiar to the Christian faith that this Old Testament book is often published as an appendix to the New Testament. But even in all of that familiarity, the great Old Testament theologian, Claus Westermann, he was absolutely right when he said that the Psalms belong to a world which is no longer our world. Let me say that again. The Psalms belong to a world which is no longer our world. Think about that. Israel's religion was a religion of temples and priests, sacrifice, blood, fire. Theirs was a world in which church and state were completely intertwined, where on any given holy day, the commander-in-chief, that would be the king, could be seen dancing down Main Street, celebrating the fact that the priests were delivering the Ark of God to the temple. And like, when was the last time you brought a goat to a worship service? Yeah? And if you did indeed decide to bring a goat or an ox, two doves, how many of you would expect your pastor to help you dispatch that creature as an act of worship? Yeah, I thought so. No, that isn't our covenant, and that isn't our world. But that is the world of the Book of Psalms, the hymn book of ancient Israel, a world long, long ago and far, far away, a world that actually ceased to exist more than 2,000 years ago. But miraculously, the faith, the reverence, the celebration, the lament of the ancients that's preserved in the Book of Psalms, that has not ceased to exist. Rather, the songs, the prayers of our forefathers in the faith continue to speak to us today. The great fourth century church father Athanasius said it this way: the Psalms have a unique place in the Bible, because whereas most of the scripture speaks to us, the Psalms speak for us. The Psalms speak for us. The Psalms pray for us. What a true and powerful world. When I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?